Why we use the King James Bible? Modern Bibles have removed the following 16 verses. Check it up. Matthew 17:21, Matthew 18:11, Matthew 23:14, Mark 7:16, Mark 9:44, Mark 9:46, Mark 11:26, Mark 15:28, Luke 17:36, Luke 23:17, John 5:4, Acts 8:37, Acts 15:34, Acts 28:29, Romans 16:24, 1 John 5:7. Additions can't have been made to the King James Bible. These verses were removed after they were made verses in the year 1551 AD. Publishers of modern Bibles say that Erasmus created the Greek manuscript of the King James Bible, and he corrupted it before he died in 1536. He was the only possible candidate. They say that the extra verses in the King James were added by Erasmus to make the King James Bible. But everyone will agree Erasmus does not create the verse divisions of the Bible, even though his additions are conveniently whole verses. 15 years after Erasmus' death, Stevens picks up Erasmus' manuscript and creates the verse divisions in 1551. Coincidentally, he labels Erasmus' additions as whole verses. 400 years later, the New American Standard Bible confirms the blunder of modern Bible publishers that Erasmus added whole verses before they were made verses. Verses are numbered in sequence, so they could not have been added after. Stevens is criticized by opponents that his verse divisions do not make sense, that they are almost randomly done without logic. Thus, Stevens randomly selects verse divisions which coincidentally match Erasmus's additions 15 years earlier. Stevens does this on horseback. The same verses are removed in every modern Bible because every modern Bible relies on the same modern Greek source. This modern Greek source is not the original Bible. The only Bible which uses the original Greek source is the King James Bible, which has all the 16 verses. This is very serious because it means the original Greek source has been intentionally altered after 1551. Who knows what else has been altered in the modern Bible? The modern Bible has seriously altered Matthew 16:20. It removes the name of Jesus from the verse. It should read, Jesus the Christ. Other serious verses have been altered where the name of Jesus is intentionally removed. They are Matthew 8:29, Acts 3:26, Acts 9:29, Acts 19:10, Romans 15:8, Romans 16:18, 1 Corinthians 5:5, 1 Corinthians 16:22, 2 Corinthians 4:6, 2 Corinthians 5:18, Ephesians 3:9, Ephesians 3:14, Colossians 1:2, Colossians 1:28, 2 Timothy 4:22, Philemon 1:6, 1 Peter 5:10, and 1 Peter 5:14. We should only use the original Bible, and not a Bible which has been intentionally altered. We could bring a serious judgment on ourselves if we use a false Bible. The King James Bible, KJV, is the only true Bible. The King James Bible, otherwise known as the Authorized Version, is the only true translation of the Bible. Translators of other Bibles base their work on Egyptian manuscripts, or they copy the King James Bible. The true manuscript is the King James Textus Receptus manuscript. The King James is the only Bible that survived on its own for over 300 years. If a Bible is not in English, then translators must still use the Textus Receptus manuscript, but not the Egyptian manuscript of Westcott and Hort. Westcott and Hort worked from mutually conflicting Egyptian documents in 1881 called Vaticanus and Sinaiticus. The Egyptians changed the Textus Receptus. With the Holy Bible, it is very important that it does not get changed, not even one word. Since it is God's word, it has to be perfect in the sense of the text not being changed. We know God does not change, so we need to have faith that the Bible is God's word. God has no need to change it. God is very capable of keeping it without changes, especially if God aims to communicate with us. Bearing this in mind, modern Bible publishers attack this most important faith of the Christian. Faith in the perfectly preserved Word of God is attacked by every modern Bible. Modern publishers found Egyptian manuscripts which disagree with each other, and so they came to their own conclusion that the Word of God has no longer been preserved. But this logic is defective. This defective logic presumes to destroy the statement of faith of most churches in the world today. A statement of faith is the authority of a church. It is the foundation. Hence, a statement of faith will have a statement about the Bible on the first line. The statement of faith today correctly acknowledges that the modern Bibles are not free from error. But the statement of faith today does not then say that the King James Bible is the original Bible. No. It rather leads people to believe that there is no original Bible. It is a false statement of faith, extremely damaging. 16 verses have been removed from the Roman Catholic New International Version, the Revised Standard Version, the Good News Translation, and many others. Translators then copy other bits and pieces as they think fit from the King James Bible. The United Bible Society's UBS was established in 1946 to improve cooperation between the various societies globally. The main ones were the American Bible Society, formed in 1816, and the British and Foreign Bible Society, formed in 1804. UBS has now a global alliance of at least 130 Bible societies. This alliance includes most national Bible societies around the world. UBS has distributed in over 2,200 languages an estimated 7 billion modern Bibles. This is slightly greater than the world's population. But the UBS text, called the NU text, is almost identical to the Egyptian Westcott and Hort text of 1881. New Age people use gender equality to change the Bible even more. Egyptian Bible mega publisher IBS, the International Bible Society, has produced today's New International Version, TNIV, for this reason. It is 2004 and there are at least 30 different modern English versions of the Bible. The number grows nearly every year. We will go through the list below. Which modern Bible is the right one to read? Which one to buy? Which one is worth memorizing? And which Bible is read out during the church service? Who will decide? We will look at the list later. Some publishers include the Apocrypha. Others expand the Bible to include commentaries. This is almost as confusing as making changes to the manuscript itself. Publishers call them men's Bibles, women's Bibles, devotional Bibles, spirit-filled life Bibles, healing Bibles, breakthrough Bibles, intercessors Bibles, youth Bibles, and several others. These are in addition to the 30 different modern English versions of the Bible already mentioned. Why do they do it? Because the publishers and readers rely less on the original Bible. A load of rubbish. If you disagree with what I have said on this page so far, you are one of two people described in Bible prophecy. It was predicted almost 2,000 years ago that two factions would oppose the truth. One, Babylon, which represents all followers of the Egyptian Bible. Remember, 7 billion Bibles. Two, the beast. All the ungodly New Age people who are not interested, not even in the Egyptian Bible. The Bible predicts the end result. The beast pretends to support Babylon for a short period of time. After this, the beast gets fed up because he actually hates Babylon. He then gets rid of her. What does this mean today? The New Age people will remove the Egyptian Bible, but the New Age finally gets thrown into the lake of fire. Sorry, whichever faction you belong to, there is no escape. Daniel and Revelation talk about the two factions. To find out more, visit www.charlesfinney.com. Hallelujah. The Old Testament. In 1524, Jacob ben Chaim published a printed text of the Hebrew Old Testament based on the Masoretic text called the Second Great Rabbinic Bible, Bomberg Second Edition, 1524-25. This was used to produce the King James Bible. Masoretes, or scribes, preserved the meaning and integrity of the scriptures. They used an effective system of vowel marks, which they developed in Babylon about AD 500, called Masoretic. But modern translators based their Old Testament on the Ben Asher, or Leningrad, manuscripts. Ben Asher is allegedly another Masorete, which produced a better system of vowel markings in the 9th and 10th centuries AD. So they will say that their Bibles are also Masoretic. Modern translators, such as the Roman Catholic New Jerusalem Bible, supported by Tyndale House, Cambridge Bible Faculty, incorrectly state that Ben Chaim used manuscripts that had been copied from the Ben Asher manuscript, Leningrad, St. Petersburg manuscript B19A, dated 1008 AD, saying that Ben Chaim descended from Ben Asher. This is plainly false. The German Bible Society. The Nestle Aland United Bible Society's text mentioned earlier, NU text, is copyright owned by a German Bible Society. This New Testament text was accepted worldwide after World War II through the United Bible Societies, which came out of Nazi Germany. In addition, in 1937, during the rise of anti-Jew sentiment, the Hebrew Old Testament was changed to Ben Asher by Kittel. This is the Old Testament portion of the NU Bibles. The German Bible Society is the control behind the United Bible Societies and its 7 billion Bibles. Its latest production is the Biblia Hebraica Stuttgartensia, BHS, which still uses Ben Asher. This may be hard to swallow, but every modern post-World War II Bible is the fruit of the Jewish Holocaust. Today, the United Bible Societies has hired Roman Catholic head of theology, Carlo Maria Martini, ex-Archbishop of Milan, to oversee their text. He is also a Jesuit priest. A note on the Roman Catholic Church. This church calls Rome, the Vatican, the Holy City instead of Jerusalem. Catholics did many bad things in the past to Jews. They are not in favor of Israel and have tried to replace the authentic Old Testament of Ben Chaim with the tampered Ben Asher manuscript. Quote, it might also be mentioned here that the Roman Catholic Church was so desperate to keep the Bible out of the hands of the English people that it attempted to kill King James and all of Parliament in 1605. In 1605, a Roman Catholic by the name of Guy Fawkes, under the direction of a Jesuit priest by the name of Henry Garnet, was found in the basement of Parliament with 36 barrels of gunpowder, which he was to use to blow up King James and the entire Parliament. After killing the king, they planned on imprisoning his children, re-establishing England as a state loyal to the Pope, and kill all who resisted. Needless to say, the perfect English Bible would have been one of the plot's victims. Fawkes and Garnet and 8 other conspirators were caught and hanged. It seems that those who work so hard to discredit the character of King James join an unholy lot. Quote, Dr. Samuel C. Gipp. Other facts. Ben Chaim was the first printed edition of the Hebrew Old Testament. Since 1525 AD, every Bible translator used Ben Chaim until 1937. But Biblia Hebraica in 1937 by Rudolf Gerard Kittel promotes Ben Asher manuscripts. It was previously published in 1906 and 1912 with the Ben Chaim manuscripts. It now has biased footnotes to degrade Ben Chaim text. This is the basis of modern translations, the United Bible Society's text. The footnotes in Kittel's Biblia Hebraica suggest from 20,000 to 30,000 changes throughout the whole Old Testament. More recent editions are Biblia Hebraica Stuttgartensia, BHS, 1977, and a recent 1997 edition. To create confusion, like the false New Testament variants, Codex Vaticanus and Codex Sinaiticus, the Ben Asher text comes to us in several forms, including Codex C, Codex P, and Codex A. Currently, the same text has gone through a series of editions, BHK, BHS, and now BHL. Biblia Hebraica Leningradensia, 2001, backed by the Vatican. Why? Why suddenly use a Leningrad manuscript of 1008 AD? In 1937, instead of the traditional Old Testament text used for centuries, Karl had discovered the Leningrad Codex and several other manuscripts in the Library of Leningrad, St. Petersburg, in 1926. In 1935, he received permission to reproduce it. Since this time, current Old Testaments are editions of the Leningrad Codex. The same question can be asked about the New Testament. In 1481 AD, they say, the Vatican manuscript, Vaticanus, now known as Codex B, was discovered in the Vatican Library. I thought it was from Egypt. The Vatican claimed to have discovered it in 1481, but they did not use Vaticanus to put together the Latin Vulgate in 1546 at the Council of Trent or any other time after. The Latin Vulgate contains all 16 verses, minus one. There is no evidence that anyone used Vaticanus until 1881, Westcott and Hort. Apart from the word of the Vatican, there is no evidence that Vaticanus even existed in 1481. This is the only connection with Egypt. In 1844 AD, the Sinaiticus manuscript, now known as Codex A, was discovered at Mount Sinai in the monastery of St. Catherine. Why? Answer, unbelief. The people no longer believed that God could preserve his word without us having to dig up more evidence. This is sin. I have often wondered why God ranks unbelief as a sin which will be rewarded with a lake of fire. God is wise to know why this sin is so bad, and we can already see some of its results. Daniel B. Wallace, PhD, writes the following article on the internet. Why I do not think the King James Bible is the best translation available today, which can be found at the Biblical Studies Foundation, home of the Net Bible, etc., endorsed by Chuck Swindoll, www.bible.org, and URL, www.bible.org. This article states 9 opposing reasons why he does not use the King James Bible, but 6 of these 9 reasons are not valid. Let me summarize them. Wallace reasons. The first reason, he says, is the words King James Bible are not in the Bible. His fourth reason, which is false, is invalid, is the English language has changed since the King James Version. His sixth reason is, it makes us proud. His seventh reason is, an English Bible cannot claim exclusive rights. His eighth reason is, most evangelicals prefer a different translation. His ninth reason is, the most recent edition of the Greek New Testament is the same as the King James Bible. These reasons are nonsense, to be honest. 3 reasons remain. Daniel B. Wallace actually strengthens the King James Bible with 2 of his remaining 3 reasons, reasons 3 and 5. According to Wallace in reason 3, where he finds the 100,000 changes made to the King James Version, out of 100,000 spelling changes made to the King James Version, he finds only 1 very definite error in his reason 5. His last reason, number 2, is the impossible Erasmus theory. Read on. An article by the Trinitarian Bible Society, TBS, identifies 5 reasons people have for using a particular Bible. Have a look to see if your reason is a valid one. 1. TBS. Some people make claims regarding the Greek New Testament without having information and facts to support their claims. So Wallace claims with his Erasmus theory stated in his reason number 2. Have you studied the fact that Wallace claims for yourself? 2. TBS. Many people claim that their translations are accurate because those translations are based upon the best available Greek texts. Wallace also claims this in his reason 2. He claims that his sources are older, but does not prove that his sources are inspired. Have you looked into the authenticity of the Greek text that Wallace relies upon? 3. TBS. Some claim that their translations are better than the authorized version because the authorized version and its underlying Greek textus receptus add variants and extra readings to the text. Wallace claims this in his reason number 2. Wallace then tries to prove the opposite in his final reason number 9, but Wallace actually ends up talking about something else in reason number 9, so he does not prove anything. Have you actually researched the history of the textus receptus, or do you rely upon articles like Wallace's for your facts? 4. TBS. Others, however, claim that the Greek text of the New Testament is not important because their favorite translation is better than any Greek text. Are we supposed to just please ourselves? Think about this for a moment. Which is the real text? The one that is your favorite, or the original? 5. TBS. still others say that the Greek text is not important because most people cannot read the Greek of the New Testament era. For centuries, though, most people could not read anything at all. For the benefit of those with Egyptian Bibles, I have included the following 16 verses, because you probably have never read them. The Egyptians removed them from your Bible. Take the ones you reckon are not important. Matthew 17:21. Howbeit, this time goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 18:11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Matthew 23:14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive a greater damnation. Mark 7:16. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 9:44. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:46. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 11:26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Mark 15:28. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Luke 17:36. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Luke 23:17. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. John 5:4. For an angel went down a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Acts 8:37. And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts 15:34. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Acts 28:29. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. Romans 16:24. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Note, the differences between Egyptian and King James are whole verses, except for two. To confirm this, the New American Standard Bible uses the footnote, Early MSS, Egyptian, do not contain this verse. Were these 16 verses added to the original or subtracted? The verse divisions of the New Testament were made by Robert Estienne, better known to us as Stevens, in 1551. Quote, The Stephanic verses have met with bitter criticism because of the fact that they break the text into fragments, the division often coming in the middle of the sentence instead of forming it into convenient and logical paragraphs. Quote, The New Schaff-Herzog Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge, New York, Funk and Wagnalls, 1908-1912, Volume 2, pages 113-14. Get Erasmus. According to the above extract, Bible verses are illogically defined. Suppose the 16 verses, the 16 whole verses I have mentioned, were added by Erasmus or by anyone else. Robert Stevens would need to know about it beforehand, because Stevens carefully defines the additions as whole verses in 1551. He must have known about the bits Erasmus added. Did he know Erasmus? Erasmus died in 1536. The conspiracy. 1. Erasmus adds bits of sentence to the original manuscript. 16 bits and pieces here and there. 2. Erasmus tells Stevens where these bits and pieces begin and end within the giant Erasmus manuscript. 3. Erasmus convinces Stephen. Stephen agrees to do it. 4. Stephen defines Erasmus' 16 editions individually as whole verses. He then creates the giant manuscript with verse divisions. 5. Stephen then publishes it. 6. Obviously, the conspiracy is not done in person, because Erasmus is dead at the time. The only other possibility is that these 16 verses were subtracted after 1551. This means that sometime after 1551, some person or persons deleted the whole verses. What a blunder. Then, if you look at the so-called Egyptian manuscript, you will notice they made very slight changes elsewhere. A convincing Egyptian manuscript was created. It had to be only slightly different to convince the masses using the Textus Receptus, to tempt them into eating the forbidden fruit like the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Our warning, do not eat it. I got it. What really convinced me? 1. 14 out of 16 verses are whole verses. 2. Stephen defines them in 1551 as whole verses. 3. There is a much greater chance that he would have missed the bits Erasmus or any other monk added. 4. But he did not miss the bits, so you have to include Stephen's in on making the additions. 5. This means he would have to be present every time a verse was added. 6. This implies a conspiracy, not a mistake by Roman Catholic monks. 7. Or there was no conspiracy at all. This means that the verses were subtracted after they became verses, after 1551. 8. Verses can only be missing if they are verses in the first place. To repeat what the New American Standard Bible says 14 times, early MSS do not contain this verse. Westcott and Hort did it in 1881, carefully following Satan's instructions. In fact, the Revised Standard Version Bible, RSV, gives all the significant revision years in the front. Revised Standard Version, translated from the original languages, being the version set forth AD 1611, King James. This is a lie. Revised AD 1881 to 1885. This should read, modified AD 1881 to 1885 by Westcott and Hort. We just cut out a couple of verses. And 1901. It claims the American Standard Version. Question! How can the RSV claim the above if it was released in 1946? And how can it be the real Bible if it is copyright owned by a group of churches, namely the National Council of Churches, USA? 1946, after World War II. It is an undercover plot to destroy the Bible in stages. 7 billion Egyptian Bibles worldwide is stage one. The list of 30 modern English Bibles, which we will go through next, is a blueprint of the next stages of this undercover plot by Satan to remove the Bible and to move from modern to new age. Half of this huge list of Bibles uses the word new, and that's not New Testament. 65:1. Have you been reading the Word of God? The Egyptians did not change the following verses, apart from minor word changes indicated below. The verses remain the same. Just a mistake, friends. The Egyptians removed Jesus 65 times and then added only once. What are you reading? RSV Egyptian. Something is missing. Someone stole my eternal life. It's the cult of Egypt. why is Satan so keen to destroy the Bible? Do you reckon there is something that he does not want you to know? He wants you to be thrown in. Revelation 20:15. He knows he's going there too. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. He wants to destroy your life. They've stolen my eternal life. Taken out of the Bible. Early Westcott Hort. Some Egyptian Bibles may have Jesus in the following 65 or more verses. Even if they do, those Bibles descended from the RSV, early Westcott Hort. They randomly added Jesus later when they saw it in the King James Bible. Where else did they get Jesus from? It is not in Vaticanus or Sinaiticus. Will you please ask the question, what is the NIV based on? It is part translation of faulty documents and part invention. According to copyright law, new Bible versions can only be copyrighted as derivative works. Words must be changed, whether they need to be changed or not. They must change many words. Who holds the copyright for the NIV? In 1988, Zondervan and the NIV was purchased by Harper and Row Publishers, which is now HarperCollins. This company is a subsidiary of the News Corporation, including Fox Broadcasting, 20th Century Fox, and over 128 newspapers. Rupert Murdoch owns the whole conglomerate. How many? At least 30 different modern English versions of the Bible exist. Similar translations. The New King James Version, NKJV, 1979, 1980, and 1982, by Thomas Nelson. It has Egyptian-biased footnotes. It says, not original. They are lacking in Codex Sinaiticus and Codex Vaticanus, although nearly all other manuscripts contain them, when it refers to these 16 verses. Let us look at some technical terms now. 1. The received text. This is the same as the Textus Receptus, the King James Bible. 2. The critical text. This is the same as Westcott Hort, which is what I've called the Egyptian Bible. 3. There is a third one, the majority text. This is not the original manuscript of the King James Bible. It is not the preserved Bible by the Greek Orthodox Church. There are many majority texts. A new majority text is made every time another manuscript is included. It has many misleading names. Byzantine Antiochian, Lucian Recension, Oriental Asiatic, Constantinopolitan, Syrian, Westcott Hort Traditional, K, Koine, Common, A, Alpha. It is not independent. It is not a third independent manuscript, but a mixture of the existing ones. It is not a new discovery, therefore we cannot use it to prove anything new. It takes editions of existing manuscripts and blends them together. And it is by Hermann von Soden. Pre-Westcott Hort Bibles. Darby Translation, 1871, which does not have a copyright. 1 John 5, verse 7 is shortened in this Bible. This is the first and only change before Westcott and Hort, a descendant of the false Latin Vulgate. There are two Latin Vulgates, one ancient and the other a recent falsehood, 400 years old, produced by the Roman Catholic Church while it persecuted the real Christians. Make sure you know which one you are talking about. The preserved Voidois or the perverted Roman Catholic, often called Jerome's Latin Vulgate. The first generation of change was the early Egyptian, early Westcott Hort Egyptian Bibles, the standard version, in 1881, and the American Standard Version, ASV, 1901, which has no copyright. First John 5, verse 7 is mutilated in this Bible, which is 2:7. And finally, the Revised Standard Version, RSV, in 1946, 1952, and 1971. By the National Council of Churches USA. Then, the Lochman Foundation came on the scene and produced two Bibles. The New American Standard Bible, NASB, 1960, 1962, 1963, 1968, 1971, 1973, 1975, 1977 and 1995 by the Lochman Foundation, which still has Egyptian biased footnotes, as we've discussed before. Early MSS Egyptian do not contain this verse. I'm sure President John F. Kennedy loved his New American Standard Bible because it was during his time. Also, the Lochman Foundation produced the Amplified Bible, 1954, 1958, 1962, 1964, 1965, 1987, by the Lochman Foundation. This has Egyptian biased footnotes, the italicized section, which they claim to be these added verses, is found only in late manuscripts, is what it says. But this Bible, the Amplified Bible, also has Mark 9:44 and 9:46 missing. After all these Bibles were created, then came the second generation of change in the Bible. And these I've termed the New Westcott Hort, or the second generation Egyptian Bible. This is when Zondervan came into the scene, and the International Bible Society, IBS. NIV, New International Version, 1973, 1978, 1984. Also the NIV UK, New International Version UK. Also the NIRV, New International Reader's Version, 1996 and 1998. In addition to the NIV, came the ESV, English Standard Version, in the year 2001, by Crossway Bibles, Good News Publishers. The Textus Receptus is now removed to the footnotes. All 16 verses are missing in total. In addition to these second generation Egyptian Bibles, there are also in this category mixed adaptations, and I'll go through the list. NLV, New Life Version 1969 by Christian Literature International. Worldwide English New Testament, WE, the year is unknown, by Soon Educational. WYC, Wycliffe New Testament 2001 by Terence P. Noble. Others include the Net Bible, NET, New English Translation, Holman Christian Standard Bible, International Standard Version, Phillips New Testament in Modern English. Well, I just thought about something here. Praise God, as God is leading, these Bibles all have a copyright. And that's why God is really going to burn them up, to be honest. Because no one can copyright God's Word, and no one has the right to give permission to use God's Word, which all these Bibles do. Let us carry on now to the third generation of change in the Bible, which I would call the early New Age Bible. These are New Age-ish Bibles because they are gender biased, which means they change the scriptures so that they are neutral, gender neutral. I also call them third generation Egyptian Bibles. I'll go through the list. The Good News Translation. These are all copyright again, as I've said, and shall be burned up at the Judgment Day. The Good News Translation, GNT, Good News Bible, also called Today's English Version, 1966, copyright, and 1971 by the American Bible Society. CEV, Contemporary English Version, 1995, copyright by the American Bible Society. The New Revised Standard Version, NRSV, 1989, copyright, National Council of Churches, USA. The Message, 1996, copyright, Eugene H. Patterson, endorsed by the Navigators, if you could call that a Bible. Well, it is copyright. The Living Bible, 1962 and 1971. Tyndale Charitable Trust, endorsed by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, based on the literal, quote, Egyptian American Standard Version of 1901. The New Living Translation, 1996. Also by Tyndale Charitable Trust, has the Egyptian biased footnotes as usual. Some late manuscripts add, and there are these 16 verses again. The Textus Receptus is demoted to the footnotes. NIVI, Inclusive Language Edition of the New International Version, 1995, by the International Bible Society, IBS. Same people who did the NIV. TNIV, Today's New International Version, 2002, by the same people, IBS. These both, the last two I've covered, are gender neutral, which means wherever the Bible says he, it uses and changes the language so that it becomes either he or she, them or their or it. Carrying on, others include God's Word, New American Bible, New Century Version, New International Version, Gender Accurate Edition, New Jerusalem Bible, Revised English Bible. Finally, we will deal with the last category, the King James Adaptations, where people have taken the King James and try to move the language around a bit. King James 21, 21st Century King James Version, 1994, copyright, Jewel Enterprises. TMB, Third Millennium Bible, also called the New Authorized Version, NAV, copyright, 1998, Jewel Enterprises. And this has the Apocrypha. When you go through this list of King James adaptations, it sounds a bit like Windows, the versions of Windows. Here we have the 21st edition, and we have the third millennium edition Bible. And then we go on. Others include the Defined King James Bible, also King James 2, King James Version 2, LITV. LITV sounds like a television. Literal Translation of the Bible, which is also King James. Here's another Windows one. King James 2000. King James 2000. And then finally, NKJV, Modern King James Version. Praise God. What is causing all this? Lust for power. The beast has done it so many times before. He has been around since Revelation, approximately 100 AD. He is immortal. Some world leaders talk with him. He has swayed the human race. He created World War II. He creates confusion. He walks to and fro between the two camps. Neither camp knows he's on the other side as well. He constantly lies to each side, the leader only. You are my chosen one. Together we can do it. He is intelligent. He speaks many languages fluently. He comes as a person and speaks face to face. It could be that he is a handsome man who appears in a white suit. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He promises power and success to every world leader he speaks to, but he uses them. He creates confusion, then proposes peace on his own terms. His own terms. His own terms. Job 1:7. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. He was there with Job, now he's back. Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Yahweh. YHWH, the unpronounceable name of God, held in highest awe and reverence, so holy to the Jew that it is not even pronounced out loud, is removed from the Hebrew Old Testament in 1881. The King James Bible uses the capital letters L-O-R-D, spelling Lord, to show whenever this name occurs. The Jewish Family Bible, London edition, 1881, removes Yahweh in Isaiah 38:14. Quote, Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Quote, It is replaced by Adonai. Then, in 1926, it is removed again in Malachi 1:12. But ye have profaned it in that ye say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat is contemptible. Then Yahweh is added once. Adonai is changed to Yahweh. Isaiah 10:16. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. The Leningrad manuscript of 1926 gave authority for the three changes mentioned above. But how was the first change made in 1881 before the manuscript was discovered in 1926? 1881, that year Satan moved. The King James faithfully transmits the correct reading. Hallelujah. Jews today use the 1,000-year-old Aleppo manuscript from Aleppo, Syria, which, unknown by them, includes the above sacrilegious changes. Aleppo is the Leningrad manuscript, which was only discovered in 1926. So, whenever they read the prophets Isaiah and Malachi, they blaspheme their own traditions by pronouncing the name of God as Adonai, the beast. In Revelation chapter 13, John sees a beast come up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. This beast has all of the features of the 4 mighty beasts of Daniel chapter 7. Now, this new vision of the beast, with 1 head mortally wounded, rising up out of the sea, speaks of that kingdom that resurrects out of the chaos. Order out of chaos is the new world order beast. This beast now comes up out of the Holy Roman Empire, the former headquarters of the Roman Catholic beast, resurrected from the chaos of the collapse of the Roman Empire. Now it is the same beast rising up out of Germany, previously the Roman Empire. The chaos of World War II and the feeling of relief at the demise of Hitler opened the way for worldwide acceptance of this new beast enterprise, the United Bible Society. The verdict. The King James Bible, otherwise known as the Authorized Version, is the only true version of the Bible. Translators of other Bibles used forged Egyptian manuscripts. The true manuscript is the King James Textus Receptus manuscript. The King James is the only Bible that survived on its own for 300 years. It is also called the Received Text. If a Bible is not in English, then translators must still use the Received Text manuscript, but not the forged Egyptian manuscripts of Westcott and Hort. Westcott and Hort worked solely from forged documents in 1881 called Vaticanus and Sinaiticus. They replaced the Received Text. These forged documents were made to create confusion and raise doubts about what God really says in the Received Text. Today, translators use these forged documents to produce the commonly accepted modern Bibles. The same 16 verses are removed from the New International Version, the Revised Standard Version, the Good News Translation, and many others. The 16 whole missing verses is the clear mark of the forgeries. Modern translators also copy or remove other bits and pieces as they think fit from the King James Bible. The United Bible Society's UBS was established in 1946 to improve cooperation between the various societies. The main ones were the American Bible Society, formed in 1816, and the British and Foreign Bible Society, formed in 1804. UBS now has a global alliance of at least 130 Bible societies. This alliance includes most national Bible societies around the world. UBS has distributed in over 2,200 languages an estimated 7 billion modern Bibles. But the UBS text, called the NU text, is almost identical to the forged Westcott and Hort text of 1881. UBS replaced the Received Text after 1881. And in fact, in 1946, after World War II. Forged after 1551, in the year 1881. Leningrad Codex claims. The Leningrad Codex claims to be the oldest complete manuscript of the Tanakh, the 39 books of the Old Testament. It claims to be written in Cairo parchment in the year 1009, Cairo being Egypt. The date appears on the manuscript, believe it or not. It claims to follow a tradition that goes back nearly 2,000 years to Tiberias in the land of Israel. It is said to be related to the undated Aleppo Codex, believed to be about a century older. The Aleppo Codex, housed for many years in the Aleppo Synagogue in Syria, was badly damaged in a fire during anti-Jewish riots in Syria in 1947, and so it is incomplete. The Aleppo Codex, along with the Leningrad Codex, has now set the standard for the corrected text of the Tanakh, including its vocalization and the musical accents, trop or tenamim, that accompany every word. The Leningrad Codex is unique because the handwritten Torah scroll has only the letters of the words and no vowel points or other marks, for no vocalization of the text or trop are permitted, on the Torah parchment. Although the spelling of a word may be consistent in Hebrew, in the absence of vocalization, more commonly called the vowel dots, there can be variations as to how the letters are pronounced. Take the letters S, F, R, for example, which can variously be read as Sefer, Sapa, Sipa, Sapa, Sapa, which are both nouns and verbs and mean different things. The Leningrad Codex claims to be fully vocalized biblical text, assuring correct pronunciation of every word. It contains all the accent marks Te Amim above and below the letters. These accent marks almost miraculously serve three disparate functions. A. They are notes for cantillation of the words. B. They show the part of the word that should be stressed or accented. C. They serve as marks for phrasing and punctuation. I apologize at this stage if this is becoming very intellectual and theological. But what the article fails to mention, though, is that the Leningrad Codex is not the traditional text used to translate the first English Bible, and indeed every other Bible before World War II. 1937 saw the rise of anti-Jew sentiment in Nazi Germany. The first scholar to ever use this standard fully vocalized biblical text was Kittel in Nazi Germany. Schmidt, Heidegger, and Kittel rendered a vital service to Hitler and his band of political upstarts. After World War II, this text miraculously became the worldwide standard, including between 20,000 to 30,000 changes to the miraculous accent marks. And of course, the King James Bible is completely free from this Leningrad Codex. And we praise the Lord for that. Amen.